What's going on, folks? TJ Lauerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer, here with another episode of Bullpen Banter number 67. Tonight we're talking about some new hardware programs, some new cards, a new card in the ticket counter. What else we got? We got a new event, which is leading a triple threat of events that are coming up. We also have, in a few minutes, a copy of Madden NFL 18 on Xbox One being given away. Obviously, MLB The Show does not come out on Xbox One. But I have some Xbox One codes for Madden. So I've been giving those away on Twitter today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, leading up to the Thanksgiving break. So we're giving that away out on the stream. We're giving out one night on the stream, another one tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern, another one on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you're over on twitter.com/thatsportsgamer to get entered for that. But yeah, tons of new stuff came into MLB The Show this week. And let's just hop in there and start breaking it down. The two big things were two new hardware programs to get you a Jimmy Rollins and a Tim Lincecum, as you can see right there. There they are. Let's dive into those real quick and see what they've got. We'll look at the Rollins program first. The first thing here is Passing the Torch. You need to get two doubles, one run, and one RBI in any kind of game except unranked extra innings or play versus friends. With either Live Series or Future Stars J.P. Crawford. Now, when you start this, if you don't have J.P. Crawford, if you go to the programs page, the first thing that happens when you look at the Rollins program is you do get the Live Series J.P. Crawford, so you can do this. So if you knock that out, you have to knock that out in one game. That should be fairly easy if you just want to hop in a game on Rookie and knock that out. Next up, we have Pennant Race Heroics, where you have to match Jimmy Rollins' September 2007 stats with Hardware Series players in any Diamond Dynasty games, again, except unranked, extra innings, and play versus friends. You need to get 39 hits, 4 doubles, 5 triples, 6 home runs, 18 RBIs, and 14 stolen bases. You also have to tally 30 home runs with shortstops. That's going to be part 3 on this. Part 4, in one game, with Philadelphia Phillies hitters, you have to get 2 home runs, a triple, and an RBI. That should be pretty easy. Just load up your team with Phillies players, and that should be easy. And you have to collect 11 shortstops who have won Gold Gloves. Also, that one seems fairly easy. As you can see here, I've already got 10 of the 11. And I don't really have anything special here, so I could probably just go get that Brandon Crawford and knock this one out. This one seems like a pretty easy one to do. The Phillies hitter seems pretty easy. The Rollins stats aren't too crazy. The Passing the Torch with the J.P. Crawford should be pretty easy. And the Phillies one should be super easy. I guess 30 home runs with shortstops and Diamond Dynasties. Gonna be a little bit of the hard one, so you gotta find some power-hitting shortstops to help you knock that one out. Shouldn't be too bad, though. Next up, let's go hop over to the Lincecum program real quick. So here we need to match Tim Lincecum's June 2009 stats with Hardware Series pitchers, where he had 4 wins, 3 complete games, 2 shutouts, 49 innings pitched, and 48 strikeouts. That's gonna be a little bit of a grind right there, for the 49 innings pitched and the 48 Ks. You can do the wins, shutouts, and complete games. I believe you can do those all within, Conquest if you wanted to, so that should be pretty easy for that part. But for the other stuff, that's just going to be racking up them innings. Hardware closers, you have to get 5 saves with Hardware Series closing pitchers in any Diamond Dynasty mode. Again, that shouldn't be too hard. Though, let me head over to Daddy Leagues and see how many hardware closers there are, because that might be the thing that makes this a little tricky. Series hardware. The hardware closers are 99 overall Eric Gagne, 99 overall Raleigh Fingers, 99 overall Dennis Eckersley, 95 overall Bruce Sutter, which I believe is the one that's in the ticket counter, Andrew Bailey, who's an 88 gold, and then 86 Neftali Feliz on the Rangers. I believe those are the only hardware closers. So again, the Bruce Sutter's on the ticket counter, so that shouldn't be too hard if you want to do that. I think Andrew Bailey is actually going for pretty cheap, because I noticed a lot of people pulling him in the new hardware packs that came out this week. Yeah, and the rest of those guys, nobody's over 35K. So even if you wanted to get that 99 Gagne, which for that price, I might even take a dip on that Gagne. The next up is you have to exchange Giants players for 65,000 points of players. As you can see here, I'm pretty close to that. I just got to get some more scrubs, or maybe just send in some of these other guys just to finish knocking that out. Collect 10 Hardware Series Cy Young winners. That one's a little bit more tricky because you actually have to get the Hardware Series versions of cards of guys that won Cy Youngs, not just like their Live Series cards. Like we saw with the Rollins one, they were Gold Gloves, but you could also have the Live Series version of the Gold Glove winners. And this is the Hardware Series of the Cy Young Award winners. So that's a little bit more tricky and might cost you a little bit. As you can see, I only have 3 of 10, so might have to get the grind on for that. Though a couple of them are the closers, so maybe that won't be too bad. But yeah, we got to hop in there. And then you also have to collect the Live Series and the Flashback All-Star Tim Lincecum, which I made a bad mistake. When I saw this set out there, I went on the store real quick and I looked, and the Flashback Tim Lincecum was going for like 30K. And I was like, oh, I should probably just like snag a couple of these. I didn't do that. And then moments later, I think the card was selling for a whole lot more. Let me go check Daddy Leagues. Check our good friends at Daddy Leagues to see what prices we're going for right now. Yeah, so that card was going for about $3,000 prior, or right at the beginning of this mission coming out. And now that card is selling for between 33 and 40,000 stubs. So, strike while the iron's hot, and don't wait on that. So those are two fairly easy programs. Nothing that you have to do a ton of crazy grinding on. The home run hitting with the shortstops might be the one that's going to take a little bit of time, just because there's not a ton of shortstops with power, except if you're looking at flashbacks. Let's go look at the cards. Tim Lincecum, here we got 4-seam fastball, changeup, 12-6 curve, slider, and sinker. 97 stamina, 88 hits per 9, 91 Ks per 9, 67 walks per 9. Obviously, you know, great break on the curves and the slider and the sinker. And he can get it up there with the fastball. So, pretty good card. Definitely worth checking out. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be too hard to get. So, should definitely give that a shot. Let's head over to the Phillies. Take a look at this Jimmy Rollins. Come on. Here we go. Jimmy Rollins. All right, so he's got 75 contact versus righties, 84 power versus righties, 96, 78 versus lefties, so not bad there. Good pop with the good contact versus lefties, more power versus the righties. 91 vision is nice, 47 discipline, 70 clutch, 97 durability. What's really nice, he's got 90 fielding. The 80 arm strength plays still a little weak for a shortstop, but since he's got the high fielding, he's got the high arm accuracy and 82 reaction, he's going to be getting to the ball quick, so it shouldn't really be a problem with his arm. That was the alarm, so that we can have to pull the Madden 18 winner very shortly here. But also 88 speed, 82 stealing, 78 base running aggressiveness, pretty beastly card. If you can get him. Again, not too much to get him, except for you have to grind out those home runs with shortstops. So, yeah. Jimmy Rollins, Tim Lincecum are your two hardware programs right now. Don't forget, there's still one more program coming up that's going to be a mystery program that we're waiting for to hear on. I believe they said that's going to probably be middle of December. So keep your eyes open for that. Next up, what do we want to talk about? Oh, also, halfway through if you're doing the Tim Lincecum, 50% through, there's a mystery, reward, and it has been found out to be none other than, a 91 overall Hardware Series Buster Posey, 83 contact versus righties, 58 power versus righties, so not a ton there. But 85 contact versus lefties, 80 power versus lefties to go along with 80 vision, 51 discipline, 70 clutch. So a very nice card there. 79 fielding. Defense not that great on him. 79 fielding, 77 arm strength, 73 accuracy, 74 reaction, 78 blocking, and 50 speed. So nice little catcher card because you can hit both righties and lefties. Again, most catchers in this game are really... Are really one-sided when it comes to the hitting. This guy's pretty even, a little bit low on the power versus righties, but still a nice card. And he has the backup ability to play first base. Again, probably not going to use him there. There's better options at first base. But if he's someone that you kind of have as your catcher, and something needs to happen and you need to move him to first base, if that works, or you can have him on the bench as an option that can play both spots. What else we got here? We talk about the new card in the ticket counter. Actually, let's talk about the new pack first. Maybe we'll rip one. Weighs 15,000 stubs. Maybe we'll get lucky. Highly doubt it. New pack is this hardware pack, which contains four player items, including one guaranteed hardware series player. Pulled one of these earlier. Got the 88 Andrew Bailey. We'll pull another one now. Why not? Why not? To go along with these new packs, there are some new hardware series legends and flashbacks in these packs. There's a 99 Mike Schmidt, 99 Ryan Sandberg, 99 Gaylord Perry, 97 Yogi Berra, a new 95 Justin Morneau, 92 R.A. Dickey, 92 starting pitcher David Price, 90 overall Dustin Pedroia, and an 86 gold Bartolo Colon. Let's open this pack. Are we going to get anything good? Probably not, but it's worth a shot. Come on, be big one time. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Go. Big bucks, no whammy. Stop. Gold. We got gold here. Trevor Williams, Brendan Finnegan, Ben Heller, and we got a 87 Luis Aparicio. 99 speed, not bad. Offense, atrocious. 49 contact versus righties, 16 power versus righties, 86 contact versus lefties, 38 power versus lefties, 91 vision. But again, 99 speed, 86 stealing. Fielding's good, 84 fielding, 79 arm, and 87 reaction. So, did he win a gold glove? Does that help me in my my pursuit of gold glove players? I have to go check that out. The new card on the ticket counter is a new... Oh, Luis Aparicio did win a gold glove, so boom, there we go. I have my 11 for that set. New card on the ticket counter is a 99 overall Dustin Pedroia. As you can see, available now. 10,000 tickets. 97 contact versus righties. 55 power versus righties. 91 79 versus lefties. 98 vision. 52 discipline. 75 clutch. 88 durability. 91 fielding. 74 arm strength. 80 accuracy. 82 reaction. 74 speed. That plays. 84 stealing, or 82 stealing, so he's going to get a decent jump. Not bad. 10,000 stubs. Seems a little pricey. You could always just have your creative player playing over there. Speaking of creative player, I got to remember to change the name of mine, thanks to Nurse Gamer Ryan, a.k.a. Nurse Gamer Ryan. He changes all his names, so we got to go do that. Again, here's the Bruce Sutter. Oh, no, this is the Bruce Sutter. This is a breakout one? Ooh, so I was wrong. There is not. I thought that Bruce Sutter was. I thought this was the Bruce Sutter. That was the hardware one, but it is not. So don't be fooled by that. Okay. Before we get into the new events, let's go find out who won this copy of Madden NFL 18 that we're giving away. Again, we're giving these away over on twitter.com/thatsportsgamer. Giving one to get one away tonight. Monday, November 20th. They're going to give one away tomorrow, the 21st, and Wednesday, the 22nd. Head over to twitter.com/thatsportsgamer. You will see the tweet somewhere in there. I'm going to pick a winner right now for tonight's copy. And the winner is The PlayStation Show. Interesting. The PlayStation Show won a copy of Madden NFL 18 on the Xbox One. I will be... What? Got to make sure that they're following me. They follow me. Okay. Gonna shoot them a message. And let's hop into this new event. Take a look at this. Also, another thing to notice, Battle Royale is free for a limited time. So you can get in there and use that. Save yourself 1,500 subs. A good way to get free packs, I guess. Just go in there, lose out two games. And get a free pack. Okay. He's messaged. Talked about the Pedroia, talked about that. All right, new coast-to-coast events. Hop over here, check them out. So the rules, as you can see here, we're starting in the West. You acquire and build your lineup with players from the AL and NL West teams. It started on November 17th at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and it will end November 27th at 12 p.m. Pacific time. These are three-inning games. Your team overall is limited to 75, and your player overall minimum is 65, so you don't get to sneak in a Rafael Bethancourt, though he's technically a free agent, so he wouldn't be in this. So let's talk about the rewards. It looks like they're going to be doing this, and then they'll be doing a middle, a central one, and then an east one coming up after that. So let's talk about the rewards here. Pull that up. Five cumulative wins gets you a low-end gold live series player. 10 cumulative wins gets you a high gold live series player. 20 wins gets you a low diamond series player between 90 and 93. 25 cumulative wins gets you a hardware pack, which guarantees you a gold or diamond hardware series player, like the 15,000 stub ones that we saw just a minute ago. That's not too bad. Three wins per entry gets you a low gold live series player. Six wins per entry gets you a high gold live series player. Nine golds per entry gets you a low diamond live series player, 90 to 93. And then 12 wins per entry gets you a diamond live series player from 90 to 99 overall. Wow, so it's not even like, even if you get 12 wins, you could still get technically get a card lower than your 9-win counterpart. I mean, that seems kind of messed up. And then coming up November 27th to December 6th is going to be the AL and NL Central Players mission event. And then December 6th to 15th is going to be the Eastern one. Again, Battle Royale is free for limited time. There's also going to be a new Diamond Legend that's going to be a flawless reward in December. And that's about it. Yeah, so some good stuff came out. Very interested to see the fans' reaction to this. But yeah, I'm ready to hop in, play some events, see how that goes. I've heard people having a difficult time getting their team down to a 75. Currently, I just load in and my team's an 88. So yeah, that's going to be a fun trying to get that down. But yeah, we're going to stream a couple games of this. So we're going to end it here for the audio, folks. If you are watching this live on the stream, I appreciate that very much. And just stay tuned right here. We're going to keep going. But for the audio, folks, this is where the audio podcast is going to end. And you can also watch the games that I'm going to play after this over on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer, where I'll have the stream archived. But yeah, hope you enjoyed the show. If you would like to listen to the audio and you're on the video version right now, you can head over to thatsportsgamer.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the links to subscribe to Bullpen Banter on iTunes, Google Play, Pocket Casts, via RSS, and also have the link to the YouTube playlist over there. It's just on the right side. I believe it just says subscribe to Bullpen Banter or something like that. But yeah, definitely head over there. Check that out if you want to become an audio listener. I think coming up, since it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot more stuff coming up, maybe I'll just do short audio versions of the episodes and post those in the feed rather than coming on doing a big stream to talk about like two or three things. If you're on the audio version, thank you very much for listening. Really appreciate it. But now it's time for you to get out of the bullpen and get into the game. Take it easy, folks.